On everybody, and welcome to another Investor's Digest market update for January 2020. And I know it is February 6th, and I'm a week late for getting this out. Seems like it's a bit of a recurring theme, but January turned out to be quite the busy month for us at Prime Homes and me personally. I wound up moving. We moved offices. I got a cold. I went on a ski trip. And so everything just got jammed together. And with all the projects going on, I kind of got a little behind. So I do apologize. And I'm going to be trying to do better to get these out the last weekend of the month. But without further ado, we'll do the January 2020 Investors Digest Market Update. And a little plug, if you're tuning in on YouTube and you'd like a PDF copy of this, please go to primehomes.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter that gets you a link to the YouTube video and a PDF copy sent to your inbox. And if you're tuning in to our Investor's Journey podcast, I would highly suggest you do the exact same thing so you can see these videos, because it's one thing to hear what I'm talking about, but it's a completely other thing to put the visuals to the numbers when you can see these graphs and what it is that I'm actually talking about. So we'll go ahead and get into this. If I can get the thing to click, there we go. So the number overview through December and January, the average sales price in San Antonio jumped 9.4% year over year to $284,041, and that's a big price jump. Median sales price stayed about a little higher than it had in the last couple months, but still holding strong at 4.8% up to 220. Total sales, huge jump of almost 20% to 2,806. Average rental price stayed flat from this time last year to at 1,442. The unemployment dropped even further to 2.59, or employment, sorry, was a 2.59% increase year over year to just shy of 1.2 million. And we lost 1,135 jobs. So not a big loss, nothing I'm really too concerned about right now, because the unemployment actually fell a little further, down 0.14% to 2.79%, which is lower than Texas and lower than the United States. So unemployment and employment are looking real strong in San Antonio. A month's inventory at the beginning of January was 3.54, and that's a 0.91 month decrease from the previous month. And I think I got a little typo there, and that should be an increase, because typically January is the highest month of inventory in the market. So just kind of keep that in mind. That's kind of very seasonal, and I would really expect the months of inventory to really fall as we get into the selling season of April, May, June, July. Now, keep in mind, months of inventory is how we gauge the market as real estate investors. Is it a buyer market or a seller market? And a balanced market is 3 months of inventory. So anytime we are below that, which we are at 3.54 months, that means we are in more of a seller market. Anytime it got higher, you're in a little bit more of a buyer's market, because the buyers have a lot to choose from. And what that really means is if once inventory, what it really means is if no new houses got put on the market, how long would it take for the entire MLS of or entire market be consumed if everything stayed the same as far as rate of consumption? So what that means is in 3.5 months, every house that's for sale in San Antonio would be sold. And that means we're in a stronger seller market. So keep that in mind as we kind of go through this. Median sales price over from June 2010 to December 2019. This kind of gives you a market cycle view of what we're really looking at. Down here in the bottom, this is where we came out of the recession at 135. And now we just, like I mentioned, we're up at 220. Almost, what is that, 9 years later? But what you're really looking at is the cycles of the selling season. So it really, prices go up in the summertime, down the winter, up summer, down winter. So that's what you're kind of looking for, or what this really kind of means. And every time you get this little blip here in the center, that is typically your December months. So what I would really, that's why you kind of got this jump here in December. I would expect this to kind of come down a little bit and then take back off into the summertime. Rents follow pretty much the exact same thing. It goes up in the winter or summertime, down in winter, up summer, down winter. So for us, how you can really use this is we use this as all of our leases end right around this time frame. So the March, April, May selling season for rent. So if a tenant moves out, we get a new lease in here at that next prime season. So we might tune down our vacancy then instead of trying to rent down here in the bottom where prices are subdued and there's not that many people looking for rental housing. So it's not uncommon for us to, depending on when we pick up a rental property, to do a 6, 7, 8, 9, 15 month lease to make sure that we land right there at that peak season to catch the next wave of appreciation, because the different, that's a big difference between $130 and $150 a month. I mean, you're almost looking at $1,800 extra cash flow. That's a big difference when you're kind of doing the rental game. 20-year unemployment, and why I always said I'm not too worried about losing 1,000 jobs from one month to the next is we are way, 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 way down compared to where we typically have been in the last 20 years. But the reason I do follow this is it's kind of a leading indicator, because if you look back, when was it? When we came, the next slide, is that we came out of the last real estate recession here, or the last big recession in 2011, 2012. Well, look how fast unemployment skyrocketed. So I use it as a kind of leading indicator that something's going on in the market, because if people are getting laid off, that means they're losing their ability to become financeable. So that's why I kind of use this, but I'm not too concerned at a 0.5% rise when we're this low, but I would be concerned if it was a 0.5% rise month over month, like you can see back in the 2007, 8, and 9 of how fast it was really shooting up month over month. Year-over-year appreciation. Now, this is something I've started tracking to see, like, where is the market kind of going? And by this, what it's telling me is we are slowing down in the rate of appreciation. So you can see our total average from June 11 to December 19 is a 5.1%, but our 12-month average is only 4.1. And you can really see as we came out of this recession, prices shot up and they stayed at the 10, 11, 12% or 11%. And now they've kind of been slowly trailing down as far. We'll get some down into the twos, but we'll still get a few up in the eights. So we're kind of just bouncing around at that 6 to 2% range. So that tells me we're not, it's not a recession by any means, but we are not appreciating as fast. And I think it's becoming the affordability issue, because when you're looking at the median sales price has gone from 130 to 225 in a matter of 9-10 years. That's a big price difference. So you're going to start pricing a lot of people out that are trying to buy houses. So they're not as many buyers trying to buy houses. So that is slowing down the rate of appreciation. So now the question becomes, where to market? Where is the best month's inventory to capture that appreciation to sell that house in record time and only having multiple offers in a short period of time? I really do it by two ways. I do it first by price range. Where is the most inventory being consumed, and what is the month's inventory for that? And you can really see it's in the 150 to 250 price range, where you got over 1,000 homes selling right in that market, and I mean, even a little bit in the 250 to 300. So for us here at Prime Homes, we love to do renovations in that 150 to 250, and we love picking up rental property in that 150 to 200 price range, just because there's so little inventory and so many sales. That means that the dollar goes further when you're doing your renovations, because you don't need to quite do as much of a renovation to get that full price offer, just because there's not as many choices to choose from, versus if you're up here at 4 months of inventory but only 158 sales every month. So we love to stay down in this price range as much as possible, because that's where the most inventory is consumed and it has some of the lowest months of inventory in the market. The other way I do it is by zip code. Where are the most people going? And I also compare this to 3 years ago of the data that I pulled of how much appreciation we have, so you can really kind of visualize and put a number to what this month's inventory really mean when it is that low. Now remember, the lower that number gets, the stronger of a seller market there is. That means there's less inventory, more buyers, and that will tend to push prices up, because appraisers are seeing, man, you got an overpriced asking offer in 3 days. Okay, they'll give a little bit of an adjustment for that. And you can see it here that in January 2017, 78240 went from 180,000 all the way up to 220. In 3 years, it's gone up $30,000. So that's pretty awesome, especially if you have a rental property in that area, that you've gained $30,000 in equity in your home plus the cash flow from the property. So that's fantastic. So that is what you're seeing when you look at it from a 3 year period. But and then here, it's not a guarantee though, as well, as you can see in 78266, that extremely low months of inventory, but it's kind of the average sales prices remain flat over the last 3 years. And that's why for us, we like to stay down in this 100, that 150 to 250 price range. Because you can see a lot of these zip codes have gone up that are in that kind of low affordable, quote unquote affordable price range. Now the caveat to that is highest months of inventory. And now it's not to say these are bad zip codes. I mean, a lot of people coming up to me when I present this at like the Alamaria and stuff like that, and they say, oh, I got renovations in that area. Is this a bad place to be? It's not a bad place to be, but it's information you want to take into account that when you are doing your renovation, that there is more competition in that zip code for in that price range. So you need to spend a little more time doing the market research to see what is the quality of rehab that people are doing and what do I need to do to be better than that. Take your local real estate agent, or if you're a agent yourself, go look at your competition. We do it all the time when we're getting ready to list a house or moving into a neighborhood to look at a renovation. We'll go see houses in the neighborhood to see, okay, what are they selling for? What's the quality of renovation? Because we want to do just a little bit better job than that. And you really need to do that in these price points if you're getting into the $300,000-$400,000. Because every month you sit on the market, that is an interest payment that you are not getting back. That is coming straight out of your bottom line. So definitely keep that into account when you're moving into kind of a higher price point, that you need to put more money into the kitchens, bath, landscaping, pictures to make sure your house sells quicker and you're not sitting on the market for this 4, 5, 6 month time frame. So that's really it for this month. So like I mentioned, depending on where you're tuning into this, I highly suggest you go to primehomes.com and subscribe to the letter so you can get this video and a link to YouTube and get the explanation that what it is that I'm talking about, so you can kind of really put these numbers to a picture and let it really sink in. And if you are not subscribed to wherever you get your podcast, definitely check out An Investor's Journey. And that is where we give tips and tricks, that things that we've learned along our journey and becoming real estate professional real estate investors, and other things that we got going on within our business. Very active on social media, so give us a like, give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook. Otherwise, we will see you guys next month.